kindly subscribe to the channel, as it is our sole form of support. Thank you.
Yes, what he said. So we have a video here from Cosmicverse. He's actually one of my favorite creators. He tends to keep the commentary down to a minimum until he has something to actually say. So woman got married knowing she would divorce her husband. So don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel as well. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. Hit the notification bell. And let's do this.
I absolutely went into marriage knowing I was...
Okay, so we got the nose ring, right? We got the multicolored hair. Okay.
Going to become a divorcee. There was no question in my mind. I knew at some point we would get divorced. The only question mark was when. I thought, you know, when I'm 40, maybe.
There you go, guys. She knew she was going to divorce the guy, so she wasn't attracted to him. She didn't want to be with him, but she got with him anyway because time was running out, and he had the resources that she wanted, and she stayed as long as she possibly could stand to be with him so she could maximize her lottery payout when she exited.
Yeah, I'd get that title. Maybe then I'd earn it, you know, 10 years down the track, because I think 10 years in a marriage, that's a pretty good innings in this day.
Yeah, and where I live, 10 years means... lifetime alimony! I'm sure that didn't calculate into it at all, though.
I know, that's like a good run. Turns out it was just a three. In the end, that's all we kind of reached our limit with. But, you know, still got the title in the end. And obviously, I don't want to get married ever again. However, double divorcee is a term that I'm living for. Like, that is cunt, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I'm a double divorcee. What? That Slayana almost would be worth getting married again for. But as I said, I'm not going to get married again unless it's someone with terrible health, no living other relatives, and a lot of money. In which case, inquire within.
Why even get married? This makes no sense at all.
Well, it does if you're looking for a payout. If you see men as nothing more than a walking wallet, then it makes sense.
I also knew I was going to get divorced before I got married. What is the motivation to get married if you believe divorce is inevitable? Girl, I was 24, and divorced just shy of 5 years of marriage. I knew from the minute I signed the paper. Married again to someone who I know I wouldn't divorced. We're all wondering the same thing here. Why get married if you had planned to get a divorce in the first...
But I thought that nobody ever enters into marriage thinking they're going to get divorced. Isn't that what the women are always saying? Like when you ask them to sign a prenup?
First place. What this woman did is truly evil. She intentionally wasted that man's time, leading him on to believe he'd found the love of his life. It's frustrating to think about the level of deception involved here. This wasn't just a case of a relationship not working out. It was calculated from the start.
Mm-hmm.
This woman entered the marriage fully aware that she was stringing him along with no intention of making it last. She already knew the marriage wouldn't work out. But what's really not surprising is the women in the comments relating to this woman saying they've done the same thing, entering into a marriage contract, knowing full well they have no plan on being committed to the marriage.
These are just women trying to feel better about themselves and their own horrible, despicable decisions.
Only to file for divorce later. It's honestly appalling to see people treat marriage like a temporary fix, a phase or a convenient status upgrade they can abandon at will. They walk away as if it's no big deal, leaving the other person crushed, financially drained, and questioning whether they can ever trust anyone again.
Well, that's what marriage has become in the West, by and large. People don't take it seriously anymore.
Now, this is her viewpoint on...
Well, women anyway don't.
...on marriage.
Marriage is just a failed technology, and people just have to accept it for what it is. If the...
Marriage is a technology?
The rate of it failing is 65%, which, by the way, it should be higher, because it's probably like 25% of people who would have got divorced and should have got divorced but stayed together for the kids, right? So that leaves maybe 10% of marriages that are actually happily married, right? Maybe. All right. Apply that to anything else, you wouldn't do it. If it was surgery.
Well, then why did you do it, honey? the money.
And they said, there's a 65% chance you're going to die, 25% chance you'll survive but be seriously injured, or 10% chance it works. Would you do it? No, you wouldn't. If it was a plane and they said 65% chance of a crash, 20% chance of an emergency landing, 10% chance you'll make it, would you do it? No, you wouldn't. No. You wouldn't buy an iPhone if there was a 10% chance of it working. What are you talking about? Stop defending marriage. It doesn't work, babe.
Well, she...
Oh, so she's trying to shift responsibility and say, marriage is the problem, not me, who entered into it for the wrong reasons. So I sabotaged the technology, and then I'm complaining about it not working because it couldn't possibly have worked to begin with. It wasn't me.
Completely dodged the question. No surprises there. The question was simple. Why did you get married? Madam, nobody asked you for statistics or percentages of failed marriages. While it's true that marriage is struggling today, she's done nothing but contribute to that decline. Instead of taking accountability for her own actions, she's deflecting. She's talking about marriage as a broad concept, skirting around the real issue, her own choices, and how she led that man on, wasting his time and energy. This is a prime example of someone who wanted the wedding, but didn't want the marriage.
Can you imagine what a big giant simp this guy must be, by the way? To get with a chick like this? The red flags had to have been there. Come on!
She probably went all in for the ceremony, the vows, and the image of a happily married couple. But when it came down to commitment, she had one foot in and one foot out the entire time. This woman just wanted the title of a wife, but not to actually be a wife.
You got it wrong. She just wanted the money, pal.
I absolutely went into marriage knowing I was going to become a divorcee.
So let me get this straight. You really went into a marriage knowing damn well you didn't want to marry this man, you didn't think it was going to be long term, and you still sat up at the altar and said, I do.
This chick seems kind of based. I've seen her before, but she's got very jacked up teeth. I don't like her voice either. It's too masculine for me.
And you don't think that that's disgusting behavior to lie to somebody, to manipulate somebody, to look them in the eyes and say forever and not mean it? And the amount of women in her comment section that are basically saying that they're in the same situation and they're waiting until the 10-year mark to get whatever they can out of their husbands, which means they're lying to their husbands every single day for however many years. And then you expect it to play this long game, expecting it to last 10 years, even though it only lasted 3. Which means you'd be lying to him for the next 10 years, and you don't see that as a problem. In fact, you think it's funny, like it's a flex that you're going to be a double divorcee. And just imagine for a moment a man came on this app and spewed all this nonsense about using his wife just for the title. Let's be so for real, we all know how this goes. These women get on the dating scene and they get treated the exact same way that they treated the men in their relationships or in their marriages, and they can't handle it. And then they get online and cry, where did all the good men go, even though they're basically breaking down and destroying all of the good men in the process. So they just perpetuate this same f***ing toxic cycle and then blame all men. Like, since when is it cute to basically become an escort if you're marrying a man for money? Some of y'all need to stop using men and marriages as an ego boost and just f***ing get yourself into therapy, but don't cry about all the men that...
Therapy don't work, by the way.
Don't want you, want nothing to do with you. And when you find a good man and he doesn't want you because you've been ran through, I don't want to hear any shit about all men are trash if you're perpetuating the cycle to creating all the men that are essentially trash by treating them like shit in the first place.
Well, you're also, the men she's identifying as trash are the Chads and Tyrones that didn't want her, but that she wanted.
Okay, bye.
And they wonder why men don't want to get married anymore. It's less about ego boosts and more about acquiring assets and a second residual income.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to me.
That's why the 10-year mark, which in most states where you do have lifetime alimony, you know, that's where it is. Starts at 10 years.
Two, my ex-wife said she was bored and wanted to live her best life. My ex-wife used me to raise our kids. And then as soon as they were grown, she found someone else and left me. 15 years for nothing, and now my life is over. That's absolutely correct.
And sometimes that's the literal case. for many men, their life does end up being over and they end up self, you know, deleting.
Women like this always end up regretting their decisions much later on in life. Overall, this is...
I think that's kind of a cope on men's part. I don't agree with that. I think they, in many cases, don't. I think they're so lacking in self-awareness, and they flood their life with so much materialism, so much pleasure of the moment to distract themselves away from any of those types of feelings or even thinking about their situation to such an extent where a regret would form that I think a lot of the time they don't. They're sad, pathetic people with no lives and no meaning and no purpose, but I don't necessarily believe that the majority of them actually end up being miserable, as it were.
Emotional and
they don't end up being happy either. Their lives are miserable, but they find ways via empty materialism to distract themselves so that they don't feel those emotions or even gain the self-awareness that would be required to feel such.
Psychological domestic abuse. It's not just a bad...
Then they get the drugs and the SSRIs as well.
A decision or a failed relationship. It's a deeply...
So they might be unhappy and miserable to a certain extent, but regret... They took it at self-gaslighting.
Damaging betrayal. By pretending to be committed, she manipulated him into believing in a future together, drawing him in with false promises and expectations. This kind of manipulation messes with a person's emotional stability, making them question their own judgment, trust.
By the way, I think this chick's a chameleon. Look at all the makeup on her face.
And even their self-worth.